This is Fresh Air. Throughout this month, our performer-in-residence Dick Hyman is treating us to a history of jazz piano. Hyman specializes in recreating the styles of early jazz musicians. Today, Hyman plays Boogie Woogie.
Some of the records that I had when I was a kid were of pianists who played a kind of jazz piano called boogie woogie. It's a funny term, and I don't know how it began, except possibly it sounds like the left hand of a certain boogie woogie pattern, which goes like this. Thus, boogie woogie, maybe. You make your own theory about that. Anyhow, the pianists who I heard on those records when I was a kid, as I said, were people like Pinetop Smith, Jimmy Yancey, Mead Lux Lewis, Albert Ammons, Pete Johnson, and a few others. They played individual patterns, like this was a common pattern. Pinetop Smith, whose piece simply called Boogie Woogie became a hit in the 1930s for Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. He went sort of like... And so forth. Jimmy Yancey did one which became known as the Yancey Special. That almost tango rhythm. And speaking of Jimmy Yancey, I'm going to take the Yancey bass and just do my own improvisations in the right hand on it. It's a useful kind of figure and kind of gets you going. So here is a version of Jimmy Yancey's Yancey Special. Thank you. everybody had his own trademark, and some of the most exciting records that I remember of this kind of piano playing were when three boogie-woogie players got together, Albert Ammons, Meade Lux Lewis, and Pete Johnson, on three pianos, and really got a tremendous boiling thing going. Well, that was my version of the Yahtzee special, and I'm Dick Hyman.
Dick Hyman will be back with us next week to play the music of Fats Waller. This is Fresh Air.